following this breaking news.
Good morning. Thanks for listening in.
It's going to be nice weather here while the
really big stories on.
You're listening to the Today in San Diego podcast.
Good morning, everybody. It is Monday, August 24th. I'm Marianne Cushy. Awakened Church, which has previously been under fire for defying public health orders, held several in-person gatherings at four San Diego County locations on Sunday to celebrate their 15th anniversary. Their website states that they'll provide face masks and multiple seating and viewing options. It will not mandate facial coverings and social distancing because it, quote, trusts each person to make the decision they feel is best for them. The county issued a statement saying, in part, though, that it's disappointed to see Awakened Church openly disregard the health orders and ignore existing guidance to provide their services in a safe manner. No word on if action will be taken. A North County school plans to go outdoors with the hope of resuming instruction. Sanderling Waldorf School, which is based in Vista and has property in Encinitas, says it's offering a full 5-day week reopening plan for September. It says it'll have students learn in groups of 10 at desks outside. Students will have to undergo health screenings before class, though. There are also some strict sanitation guidelines, and everybody will have to wear masks. Sanderling is among dozens of schools that applied for waivers to conduct in-person instruction. Restaurant owners are asking Yelp reviewers for patience during these pandemic times. A representative for the company says it's working with restaurants and customers to moderate some bad reviews associated with the pandemic. Since March, some customers have posted poor ratings because of public health requirements. And the California Border Patrol is imposing some new measures to curb non-essential travel across the U.S.-Mexico border. The agency said in a recent survey, 60% of travel across the border was for non-essential reasons. According to CBP, non-essential travelers, including U.S. citizens and permanent residents, will face increased wait times and the possibility of being subjected to a secondary inspection. And now for our first alert weather forecast, here's Sheena with what to expect for the week.
Good Monday morning. We're off to a mild and muggy start again, so don't expect cooler temperatures this week. We're actually going to be pretty hot, especially as you head farther inland. So unseasonably hot temperatures as we head through this week, with highs in the mid-80s at the coast today and sunny mid-90s for the inland valleys. Mountains will be around 90 with a very slight chance for an afternoon storms. Deserts right around 113. And if you have been heading to the beaches, you might have noticed our water temperatures are very warm. Most of the area is seeing water temperatures around the mid to upper 70s. They're going to be warmer in the bay, though, and in any shallow water. So if you are heading to the beaches, just make sure you do take that sunblock. The UV index is extreme. Marianne?
Thanks, Sheena. Well, the Padres were not able to add on to their Slam Diego power display of the past week last night. On Saturday night, though, they became the first team in big league history to hit 5 grand slams in 6 games. They were also the first to hit a grand slam in 4 straight games. That was a streak started by Fernando Tatis Jr. on Monday night at Texas and then continued by Manny Machado with a walk-off grand slam Wednesday night at home against the Rangers. By the way, the Padres won against the Houston Astros last night. The score, 5-3. Follow NBC San Diego on Twitter and get instant updates on the news happening near you. Thanks for listening. We hope your Today in San Diego is a good one.
Thank you for listening to Today in San Diego. For more from our team, search NBC San Diego wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to give us your feedback by leaving a rating and review.